In May of last year, 62,000 illegals were released into the U.S. under President Biden. Border Czar Tom Homan, posting on X last night, writes, in the last 24 hours, the Border Patrol encountered a total of 95 illegal aliens across the entire southern border. Compare that to the Biden administration, which surpassed more than 10,000 per day. An apparent allergic reaction sent Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to the hospital yesterday. She's said to be doing better today. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 263 points, the Nasdaq ahead 126, and the S&P trading 32 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Maryland Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division has delayed the release of body camera video from a deadly police-involved shooting in Baltimore County. The May 18th shooting happened in the 8200 block of North Boundary Road in Dundalk, as police were responding to a report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode. The IID says additional time is needed so the involved parties can view the video before it's released to the public. There is no estimate on when the footage will be released. Suspended Severna Park Elementary School teacher Matthew Schlegel has been found not guilty on 18 of 21 counts of child sexual abuse. The jury was deadlocked on 3 charges, and it's not clear if Matthew Schlegel will face another trial. Schlegel was charged with sexually abusing 8 students between 2022 and 2024. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows what you want. The lowest price guarantee. If you find qualifying lower prices on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Big start for Trevor Rogers tonight as the Birds call up the young left-hander to take the hill against the Rays at 7:35. Acquired from the Marlins at the trade deadline a year ago, his lone start this year was 6 1/3 of shutout ball, 2 hits, no walks against the Red Sox, and the Birds hope he can get close to that again tonight. Meanwhile, there's a dynasty brewing in South Florida.
The fans rise here in Sunrise, Florida.
Back to back for the Cats.
The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Panthers 5-1 over the Oilers. They go back-to-back. Sam Bennett with 15 postseason goals gets the Conn Smythe Trophy. Coming up in 30 minutes, DeAndre Hopkins likes what he sees. And that is Stein on Sports. When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, Tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
It's 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking the potential for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into your Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures climbing well into the upper 80s and low 90s, so we'll be feeling that summer heat. More storms on the way with even hotter temperatures coming on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 78 degrees in Bel Air, 81 in Halthorpe, and 81 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Look, if you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Of course, we talked about the updates in Israel and Iran. We did talk about the updates out of Anne Arundel County. Matthew Schlegel, the Anne Arundel County teacher, was found not guilty on 18 of the 21 charges. They're back in the courtroom today, so I'm pretty sure we'll talk a little bit about this tomorrow to see how this all finished out. And then we were talking about, well, squatters, trespassers. You know, is there a difference in how you use the terminology here? I appreciate those calling in and trying to shed some light on this situation, because it is. It's very confusing. And Delegate Ryan Araki, I know he's been working on this. We spoke to him about it. Gary Collins at Fox 45 is going above and beyond to get to the bottom of all of this, even confronted a woman by the name of Miss Washington as she was coming out of a courthouse and asked her whether or not she truly was involved with some of these squatter incidents, I guess. She's allegedly one of the individuals that will say, hey, I've got this house that you can sit in, and you just got to pay me this fee, and I'll give you the keys. Allegedly, she's involved in that. But from what I saw, it was, it looked pretty a solid case for whatever police officer picks it up. I do have some of the text messages I wanted to read from you. Craig says, don't we have state's attorneys and attorney generals to investigate these types of issues with individuals? Once again, our Maryland legislator has allowed this to become so prevalent. When I began law enforcement 20 years ago, it was treated as a burglary and immediately arrested. Sometime in the mid-2010s, they decided it was a civil matter. Yeah, Craig, you know, that, and I think that's what Herb out of Exus was saying, that you know, the fact that they changed the terminology is bizarre. Let's see. Robert says, hi, Kim. Has anyone investigated to find out who the squatters are? What is their occupation and educational background? Are they possibly being paid just like protesters? Are they just simply mentally ill, homeless, drug addicts types who are out down on their luck? Well, here's what I'll say, Robert, and I understand where you're going with this. The ones that we have seen thus far, because of all the reporting that's been done on this, some of them are families. I saw one situation. There was a mom. She had two kids. She had a regular 9-to-5 job. And I think she actually spoke to Gary Collins. And I don't know if that was maybe 2 weeks ago. I'll have to look back and see. But she was confronted by Gary, but she wasn't one of the ones that was setting all this up. She was an actual trespasser or squatter, if you will. And so she said that she paid this fee, which was a lot, kind of like a down payment, right, to a mortgage. And this person that advertised it gave her the keys to this home. And then a few weeks later, she got a knock at the door by some guy that claimed to be the actual homeowner. And so then she got into it with the homeowner and was like, well, no, I just paid a pretty good chunk of change to be here. I don't have money to leave. And so she was just squatting in the situation. The homeowner's like, hey, get out of my house, you know? So it's been a crazy situation, but these aren't like drug addicts. I know what you're saying, Robert. When you see that, there used to be a show on TV, like a reality show, Squatters or something like that, and it would be like homeless individuals. That's not what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with regular families, regular people, that for some reason, I don't know if they might not be that bright if they think that they could get a house like the one we saw at Middle River during all this, you know, with like a $2,500 down payment. I mean, you're not getting a house on the water for $2,500, young lady. I mean, I don't know what you were thinking. But you know, I do wonder, yes, like mentally, education-wise, who are we dealing with? I don't know. I've got Mike in Harford County. Mike, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I was telling your producer that a couple months ago I watched this show, and it was this guy named Flash, and he'll move into your house and get them out by doing his little tricks. He's got a Facebook page, and it's called Outside the Box with Flash Shelton.
Outside the Box?
Outside the Box. Outside the Box with Flash.
Outside the Box with Flash. All right, I'm going to look this up. Mike, yeah. Is he one of those people that kind of do like the strong arm thing?
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's got a couple different methods, and okay. They're all over YouTube.
All right, I'm gonna look into this. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
No problem. Have a good week.
You too. Thank you. Yeah, look, I did hear about this. I did hear about the fact that people are hiring basically like Dog the Bounty Hunter or something to come in and literally use force and like drag these people out, throw all their stuff outside. I mean, if I was in a position where I couldn't see a judge for 7 months and somebody's sitting in my house, yeah, I might hire somebody too. I'm not going to lie. let's see. I've got Daryl in the text line. Says, good morning, Cam. All these owners need to do is get an alarm. And this is Daryl, by the way. I saw you yesterday by your place of work. I was that truck that was there when you pulled up. Keep up the good work. All right. Well, thank you. Where was I yesterday? I know I came here. Did I come to my other office? I don't even know. Well, thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that. Yeah, look, I'm gonna leave this here because we got a good guest here in studio. But obviously, this isn't done. And Governor Westmoreland, this is just another thing on your plate. You got to handle these types of issues. Governor Ron DeSantis jumped up and handled this. Why can't you do the same thing? We'll never know. Real quick, because Herb and Essex did talk about the language that was used, right? Whether it's squatter and trespassing. And Herb, I'm glad you brought that up. I think I briefly told you guys before. I had somebody that actually came to my house. And it was right after the primary. I won the primary in 2024. And this guy comes to the house and he's like, I can help you win and da-da-da-da. And I didn't think anything of it at the time. And then he kept showing up. And he was dropping stuff off at the house. And I was like, what in the world is going on? Well, anyways, I ended up going to court about it. And Herb, this goes back to the language piece. When I went to court, I had like my security camera stuff, like all the footage and everything. And I gave it to the judge. And I said, yeah, here's a guy. He keeps showing up. There was one point where he actually tried to, like, step into my front door. It was crazy. But the judge, believe it or not, dismissed the entire thing, even though this guy was obviously waiting outside my house, all this stuff. But he said because of the language I used when I confronted him, I didn't say, you cannot be here. Do not come to my property again. There were certain words that I had to use for this guy to actually have a longer cease and desist order, you know, like, or what did I have on him? There was something for a month. I got the protective order, and then after that, we went back to court, and the judge said, "Well, I cannot prolong this protective order because you didn't use the language that we use in the state to keep a guy like this off your property," and then we just left. And luckily, there was a cop in there that was very familiar with this guy. And the cop came over to me, gave me his card, and said, hey, when he shows back up, call me. And I was like, all right, well, that's better. So I had his personal number on that. And he did end up showing back up, too, again. He actually showed up, waited outside, because where I pick up my mail, like the post office, it's not at my house. Like, it's you got to walk over to the big box thing. He waited for the post office woman to arrive. Because you can't just put stuff in my mailbox. Gave her the letter to put in my mailbox. And the post office, apparently, according to the cops, she shouldn't have done it. But she did it anyways because a guy was just standing there like, oh, I didn't realize I couldn't just give her this letter. And she was like, okay. Anyways, I understand what you're saying to Herb as far as language because they will bring that up in court. It's unfortunate. Speaking of my campaign, I have a guest in studio here today. His name is Finn. And I love that his name is Finnegan, but he goes by Finn. And Thin was on my campaign, and you probably met him if you met me at an event or anywhere, because he was always by my side. Good morning, Thin. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course. Of course. And thank you for sitting through all that. I know you were familiar with what was going on during the campaign because, of course, you were with me all the time. And that was just such a bizarre situation. But I wanted to really talk about your new position that you have now with the Young Republicans. Tell me about it.
So I'm now the Baltimore president for the Young Republicans, and I assumed that role back in May when there was someone who resigned.
Okay.
Before.
Okay. So you're now, okay, so you're in this position for the Baltimore region.
For the Baltimore region, both city and county, correct.
Okay. All right. And so you said that you guys recently had a meeting. That's kind of what I want to know, because there's a lot of people that call the show. Mm-hmm. That want to see Republicans pick up seats here in 2026. You're now, you know, in a situation where some of these House and State Senate seats can flip. And I don't know what's going to happen as far as the governor's mansion. But I'm guessing that Westmore is damaged goods for some people right now. So we're going to need a lot of boots on the ground. Can you give us a little insight on what you guys are focusing on?
So I just met with my board yesterday, my vice chair, and then also Jackie Saxon, who is the Baltimore chair. We do want to get more boots on the ground, get more people involved, especially the younger folks. We are trying to build our coalition up and doing a lot more door knocking, getting to know the candidates, phone banking, all of that. We've come up with a plan, or in the middle of a plan, of how to increase our numbers to get more support out and get some more action for our candidates in 2026.
Nice. So you guys are going to be tackling this issue. I wanted to ask you, because obviously everybody's talking about the gubernatorial race. Right now, we've got John Myrick with the GOP. Some people are, suspecting that there's going to be other people that will not drop their hat in the ring. Have you heard anything as far as former Governor Larry Hogan?
I have not heard anything specific about him. I don't think he's going kind of to back into anyone or doing anything right now, but obviously that can change in the course of a year.
Yeah, right, yeah, because they still are pretty far out. Have you heard any other names?
I have not heard any other names for the governorship. One thing I do want to say is Westmore being the governor, a lot of people are unhappy with him with his big Maryland tax increase and tax laws. So I do think that will definitely help Republicans in the future. So we are hoping that down ballot and more local races that can definitely help with the Republicans.
And that's also my fear here, because I don't know, are there people coming forward that want to run? Because this is what I always see, and this is probably back since about 2018, right? We've had some decent candidates in the past, that is without a doubt, Christian Mille, all these other people. But, you can only get beat up so many times, right? And then you're just like, okay, I need a break. I don't want to do this right now. I can't do it. Do we have anybody that you know of that is coming forward? Of course, we have Glenn Gilhar. We've talked to Glenn plenty of times. Is there anybody new that has come forward that you believe, okay, you know what? This could be the guy or girl.
There's a young candidate, Alex Holland, who's running in, I forget the district, but it's up in Cockeysville, who's young, 29 years old, first-time candidate, out-of-the-box Republican thinker, who I do think has a really good shot of getting...
His name is Alex?
Alex Holland, correct.
Okay.
Up in the Cockeysville area, who is really trying to flip that seat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? I wonder which seat it is, because I think that there's... I wonder if it's the same seat a gentleman named Larry, I think, is going after. Is it the one, Michelle Guyton? Is it her seat?
I think so, it is.
Oh,
and
okay.
He you can go follow him on his social media is Alex Holland. He is a lot of energy, so I do think he has a very good shot at the state delegate.
Okay, all right, because that's what we need, because I think that people are tackling some of these seats that can be flipped. I thought that's why she got back to me, honestly, because I reached out to her about the cut to disability during the session. And she got back to me, and then I looked at her district, and I thought, oh, that's why she got back to me. Because it could be considered purple.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. That's awesome. So you'll be doing stuff like that. What else are you guys going to be working on?
We definitely want to partner up with Harford County and then on the other side of Carroll County, just because As probably your listeners know, the Baltimore GOP has not been too active, and both of those other counties have a very strong base. So we want to partner with our neighboring counties because they have a very robust group of people. So we just want to bring numbers out because I think that moving forward, we just need to get the turnout up. And once the turnout comes up, everything else is going to follow.
All right. I got a question about turnout and then also party affiliation coming up next. So stay right there, Finn, because I do want to ask you about that.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante in Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The 4th of July is more than a celebration. It's a reminder of what freedom really means. It means we have a responsibility to stay prepared, stay strong, and stay independent, no matter what the future brings. That's why My Patriot Supply is running their 4th of July sale, with huge savings on emergency food kits, solar power systems, water filtration, and more. From solar generators to long-term food storage that lasts 25 years, every item is made to help Americans take care of their own, without waiting on FEMA or the power company. Shop the sale now at MyPatriotSupply.com/radio and save big on all things preparedness. My Patriot Supply is American-owned, American-operated, and proud to support the self-reliant spirit that made this country great. Don't wait. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio to stock up during the 4th of July sale. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. Because real freedom starts with being ready.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We're talking to our guest, and studio guest, by the way, Finn Jacobs. Finn is up and coming. You know what? I love the fact that you have this position, obviously, with the young Republicans. But not only that, I feel really good about your generation specifically. You guys are on top of it. And, of course, that helps out with the grassroots efforts now. But I do hope that many of you consider running for office. Maybe not today or maybe not this cycle, but a few cycles from now. Because there are many of you that would do a great job in office. A lot of you are so young, you don't have scandals right now. We can keep you scandal-free. I mean, there's lots of good things here. But I did want to ask you, Fed. And also, we found out that Alex is in Delegate 42A. So Michelle Guyton is 42B. I see that Marty, our texter, said that too. So that's Delegate Nino Mangione's seat. Mm-hmm. So a Republican obviously can win for sure. Okay, so that's great to know about Alex, and maybe we can get him on the show one day. Maybe you can hook that up so we can talk to him. But my other question with this is, when we were running this past election cycle, And we had that one woman, Julia, that showed up to help knock doors. I don't know what ever happened to her because she was really great. I think her schedule got really hectic. But she informed us that a lot of the Democrats were taking around like these tablets, these iPad situations. And they were knocking on doors, and they, anybody that wasn't registered to vote, they would register them at the door, obviously as Democrats, and then they would have them request a mail-in ballot. And so then they knew when the mail-in ballots went out, so they would actually go to those doors and pick those ballots up. That's not illegal here in Maryland. You cannot, in fact, do that. I wonder, do we have the capability to do something like that in the midterms?
I think we definitely do. I think as everyone knows, Maryland is a deep red, deep blue state. Democrats have much control over it. I think Republicans, we do have really good opportunity to turn out, get a good grassroots game, especially with these, Gen Z, these Gen Z people coming up. We lived through COVID, we lived through Biden, so we know how to get a change done in the last presidential election. You know that a lot of young people voted for Republicans, so we are very motivated to have change and have a good Republican base.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm hoping. And I hope that we implement some of these same strategies because I do think that that's important. Also, walking up to people as far as voter registration, do you guys believe that you're going to have some voter registration events coming up, kind of like the Scott Pressler situation?
I definitely want to hold some voter registration. I think that's a challenge for some people who are Republicans. They're just not active Republicans, and I think that's a barrier for them. I think that if we hold an event, the Young Republicans do, to assist in voter registration, that will eliminate some barriers for people, and then they will eventually go out and vote and have that barrier crossed out for them.
Yeah. Well, and last but not least, Finn, voter turnout. I mean, I don't know what it is about Republicans, but we do not turn out to vote. I mean, the registration in some areas are there, but nobody shows up to vote. And what can we do about that?
You are correct. In the state of Maryland, I think that a lot of people being in a blue state feel that, who are Republicans, why do I need to vote if it's going to go blue for the governorship or the presidency? But for people who think that way, know that your vote does matter in a lot of these Senate races and a lot of these local Maryland races, that you do have a voice, and that even if the big races, the presidency and the governorship, go blue, you can still make a difference in some of these local races. And I do think that having more social events and just getting people more enthusiastic about getting out, showing up, will definitely help in that regard.
Yeah, yeah. And even talking about delegates, Nino Mangione, he's running for the county council seat. That can go his way, especially if people get out and vote. Like, you cannot just sit on your rear ends for the midterms. And that's why I think, you know, going door to door and asking people to get the mail-in ballot, so like people don't have to take off work, right? Mm-hmm. It just shows up in your mailbox. Just turn it in. Right? All right, Finn, I appreciate you joining me today. Any events coming up for Young Republicans?
None right now, but we will have some up on our website when they are posted. So check out mdcr.com for more updates.
All right, mdcr.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you, Finn. Thank you so much. We'll probably get you back in here as soon as people really start throwing their hats in the ring for a lot of these seats. I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm glad that you guys are on top of it. We got to flip these seats. The General Assembly, Maryland General Assembly, is a hot mess. It's a dumpster fire, as some people might say. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about residents speaking out on the rise in fees, even in Baltimore City.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump has been considering what role the U.S. should play in the destruction of Iran's nuclear weapons program. He's been discussing it with members of his national security team. Meanwhile, Israel says that overnight its fighter jets hit key elements of Iran's nuclear and missile program, including a centrifuge production facility. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass has lifted the curfew in downtown Los Angeles, that curfew imposed 8 days ago in response to the L.A. riots. Not a single illegal alien was released into the U.S. last month, that according to the New York Post. In May of last year, 62,000 were released into the country under President Biden's watch. Stocks rallying on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up just over 200 points. The Nasdaq ahead 104. More details, srnnews.com.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It's a huge hill, no doubt, but the Orioles are attempting to climb it as they've won 12 of the last 17 to claw back to within 6 of the third wild card spot. Manager Tony Mancelino asked about the trek after last night's 5-1 win over the Rays.
It's a huge help, but I don't feel like we haven't been confident. You know, even going back to 18 games under 500, I feel like there's been some belief. You know, I think it's obvious that as you get inch closer and win more games at this point, especially against one of the better teams in baseball right here, the belief picks up a little bit.
Baltimore sends out Trevor Rogers tonight at 7:35 in Game 3 of the series. Ravens gearing up for their final spring practice today, the second day of mandatories in Owings Mills. A couple things of note. DeAndre Hopkins at the mic yesterday on what impresses him most about the Ravens.
The camaraderie, how close guys are. I think that's what makes a great football team. You know, they do things not just on the field, but off the field together.
And then there's Lamar, with coveted cornerback Jaire Alexander available on the free agent market, sending a message to general manager Eric DaCosta.
Go get a beer.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to Jaire about coming here?
Yeah, I hit him up, but you know, you don't know. You never know with Jaire. That's my boy, man.
Alexander and Lamar were teammates at Louisville. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Milkman apparently has a following in Tampa. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We'll see temperatures that will be climbing for your Wednesday afternoon. Highs well into the upper 80s and lower 90s. Also tracking some thunderstorms in that 2 and 3 o'clock hour, and then more of those off and on showers into the evening. Heating up on Thursday, highs well into the mid to upper 90s and strong to severe thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, iAccount, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer. That's bge.com/summer.
Some people know you can save money on car insurance by checking with Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a car load of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
She traveled this road as a child.
child.
All right. Thank you again to Finn. Yes, Finn was with me all through the last election cycle. And boy, oh boy, that kid works hard. And you know what? A lot of those in his, you know, friend circle and those with the young Republicans, again, shout out to all of those young people that work so hard. They are truly doing all the work. They really are. Of course, I had a lot of great volunteers on my campaign. It was they came in and fed phone banking, did sign waving. I was very fortunate to have so many great people. Don't forget Glenn Gilhar. He's going to need some help. And also remember, the 4th of July parades, like I'll be in the Kingsville parade with Glenn, but there are many candidates that would have or are seemingly going to throw their hats in the ring in the next few weeks here. And they're going to also be at these parades, right? So there's more than just a Kingsville 4th of July parade. You've got one in Arbutus. You've got all these parades all around. So it's great to keep track of who these candidates are. You know, find a candidate that you want to support. And get out there and walk the parade. And usually walking the parade is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Olivia, even though she hates, you know, going out there, and she's always like, it's so hot out here. By the time we finish and she gets to wave to all these people, she has a great time. So even if you go, take your kids with you. It's a good time. It's a good time. Well, anyways, we'll keep track. Also, I'll ask Finn to put me in touch with this Alex that's apparently running. He said he's already thrown his hat in the ring. He filed back in February, he said. So we'll talk to Alex and see where his head is. And he's going to be running, or is running, I should say, in Delegate Nino Mangione's race, or seat, I should say. Because now you got Delegate Nino Mangione going for county council. But again, even county council, these delegate seats, we've got to show up for these candidates. We have to show up. You've got the county council that's expanding now. And as Marty, you pointed out many times, you know, the map and everything that's going along with this, we have to show up. Voter turnout for Republicans, it's always low. And it's, you know, even in District 2, I will tell you, when we looked at the final numbers, the amount of Republicans that just didn't even bother to vote, I mean, we were shocked just a bit. We were shocked because we were like, wow, here was a time where Carroll County... And, you know, Carroll County did a great job. We do appreciate you guys. But there were so many other Republicans in Carroll County and Baltimore County that just did not vote. And we've got to get those people out. We've got to figure this out. Let's see. I've got a text here from Helen. Helen said, Kim, if you're too lazy to vote in person, you shouldn't be voting. Only those with legitimate reasons should have mail-in ballots. A doctor's note, what have you. Helen in Forest Hill. Helen, that's a great way to lose, Helen. We can't do that. We can't do that. Democrats, as I noted to Finn, they are going around door to door, and they could be doing it already. They are registering people there at their door, and they're requesting mail-in ballots for them at their door. Then, when the mail-in ballots are dropped off, those kids show back up in the Democrat Party, and they collect those ballots for those individuals, and then they're dropping those ballots off at the ballot drop-off box. If we are only relying on in-person voting, we will fail. We will lose. Yes, some people, I wouldn't say they're just lazy. Some people can't get off of work. Some people, you know, in the midst of things, it's got a lot going on. Maybe getting a mail-in ballot is better for them. I don't know the situation. But we need to utilize every single avenue we possibly can. I can't stress that enough. Now, do I love the mail-in voting? No, I don't. Do I love the drop-off boxes? No. I honestly don't know how legally they're still there. But this is where we are in Maryland. And so if we want to be able to fight back, and we've got to play the game they're playing. And that's why I asked Finn about the tablets and going door-to-door. And with the relaunch of my PAC Red Renaissance, we're going to be focused on stuff like that. Because if we're not going to play and fight fire with fire, what do we expect? What will we expect on election day? We've got to try harder. We have to. I did want to mention there was some good news with the state of Maryland. Maryland has not joined the lawsuit out of California against Trump's EV mandate. Remember, Trump, this is why some people said he and Elon Musk got into a fight. Trump basically went in and said, look, we do not have to mandate anybody to have an electric vehicle by a certain amount of time, whether it's 2030, 2035, what have you. Well, California then filed a lawsuit against that, saying because of the climate change, because of the emissions in the air, that leadership should mandate for those that still have, you know, regular gas-powered vehicles, they should mandate that they should at least have a hybrid or something like that by a certain year, right? Whether it's 2040, what have you. And President Trump, as he ran for office, said, look, we're not doing mandates. You know, this isn't that kind of party, not that kind of country. We're not doing it. So anyways, he kept his word, kept his promise, and he said, look, we're not doing the mandates. So in California, and I think there was like six other states that have already signed on, they filed this lawsuit against Trump so that they do, in fact, have to do the mandate. Now, where this is going to go, I don't know. But I say this is good news for Maryland because Governor Wes Moore and Attorney General Anthony Brown, they have decided not to join the lawsuit. And they actually put out a statement saying we will keep our eye on it. But as of right now, we are not going to mandate Marylanders to have an electric vehicle. So take a bow, Wes Moore. This was great. I love to see it. Anthony Brown, you got it right. I appreciate that. You should not be making or forcing anybody to have to purchase a new car and an electric vehicle at that, okay? Right now, people are struggling to pay their bills. People are struggling to buy groceries. And I always thought, man, how tone deaf is this? And then not only that, a lot of people don't want an electric vehicle. I'm one of those people. Also, real quick, wanted to note here, nearly 70,000 people sign up for the $5 million Trump gold card. 70,000 people, 7-0. So basically, the Trump card, much more popular than I think anybody could even imagine. When I first heard this, that there was going to be $5 million investments or cards that would come out so that people could get, they call it like a gold card visa, which will grant foreigners legal residency in the U.S. But they had to pay $5 million for it. So many people thought, who has $5 million for a gold card to stay in the country? Well, 70,000 people, apparently. 70,000 people! They've already paid! If you want to check out the story, Newsmax has the story. It's on their website. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said just on Monday that, yes, 70,000 people did sign up for these gold card visas, which will grant the foreigner legal residency in the U.S. Lutnick said his department's internal online dashboard has been keeping track of the numbers. He said within an hour, you could see where the numbers will double as far as, you know, sometimes they'll have 500 people sign up in one day. There are days where they've had 1,000 people sign up and pay $5 million. For this gold card. So apparently it is very successful program. And I have to say, I was a non-believer. I never thought that anybody would pay $5 million for this gold card to stay. I was wrong. Just so you know, Lutnick said that the card will be made of gold, if you were wondering if it's actually a gold card. Apparently it is. I guess if you're paying $5 million for it, it better be gold, right? But what an interesting way to stay. Anyways, I guess more people have more money than we thought they did. Now, apparently there are some employers that are paying for this gold card for their employees. And that has been coming across. An Italian billionaire, the Tether CEO, Paolo Ordino, told Financial Times in April that the success of such visas depended on the tax treatment they are afforded. So you've got billionaires from Italy that are looking into this. This, you know what? If it works, it works. If it works, it works. And this is also a great way to keep track of these individuals as well, right? We'll know exactly who they are. We'll know their criminal history. The one thing I was looking for that I didn't see, and maybe it can be explained further, whether or not you could have a criminal history and apply for this gold card. I didn't see whether or not you could do that. I would think that if you did have a criminal record, like a violent criminal record or a violent repeat offender, I would hope that we would say no. I mean, I don't know how hard pressed we are for money, but I hope we would say no. But I didn't see whether or not that was laid out. Also, speaking of Elon Musk, in case you missed it, when people were accusing him of being on ketamine, which they call that Special K in the drug world, Elon Musk took, he was very offended by that. And he went out and took a drug test, and he actually posted it on X just yesterday. He had the result. Apparently, Elon Musk doesn't have any drugs in his system. So to all those that are accusing him of being a drug user, Elon Musk says absolutely not. Now, of course, there were many comments on this post saying, well, Elon, if you were on Special K, you wouldn't do it for a week and then it wouldn't show up, is what some people are saying. I don't know. Brian, the producer, how long is ketamine in your system? You don't take it? All right. You know what? I thought otherwise. I don't know. Now, I don't know much about Special K or anything like that. I don't know how long it stays in your system. But a couple commenters did say that. Perhaps they do know about it. But here's the thing. If he was truly a drug addict, right? And this is what I'm thinking. If you're an actual addict, would you stop taking drugs or could you do it? Could you make it out 7 or 8 days if you were a true drug addict, as they were saying that he was? Because according to people that were talking about it, they were saying like he was on drugs all day, all night. And that's why he was jumping around. And that's why he was always tweeting all and posting all crazy stuff. I don't know. If he was using drugs that heavily, could he not use it for 8 days? Are there withdrawal systems or withdrawal symptoms from ketamine? I don't know. I really don't know. Well, anyways, congratulations, Elon, for not being on drugs, I guess is what we'll say. I don't know what else to say. I never accused him of being on drugs. I thought that was extremely rude. I myself have been accused of such, which was really rude. And you know what's so funny? I did the same thing. I was accused, and then I went and took a drug test, and I posted it. And then the person that accused me then made an Instagram story video and said, well, no, I said that you were on drugs during your campaign. The campaign's over. I said, yeah, that makes sense. So I was on drugs all through my campaign. But as soon as the campaign ended, which you would think that I would be sad and depressed, as soon as the campaign ended, I just all of a sudden stopped doing drugs. Like, are you kidding me? That's why some of these things, you're just looking at this like, why? I know some people asked me before, why doesn't Don Jr. Show everybody that he's not on drugs? Because remember, he was being accused of being on drugs. I said, because somebody's always going to say something. No matter what, they're going to say, oh, this person, you know, well, this is how they got out of it. Or they must have knew somebody that helped them with the drug. You're always going to get the idiots. You know what I mean? So it gets tiring. You don't want to address it any further. I hear it all the time. I mean, it's like, no, I have really bad allergies and my nose is really screwed up. And yes, I probably need a new nose, but I'm not on drugs. I mean, maybe you're on drugs, and that's where you're accusing people. All right, I wanted to get into this story. Residents are speaking out against the rise in fees in Baltimore. And I wanted to get into this because, again, very tone deaf there at Baltimore City Hall. As they're raising fees and taxes on everybody, they're really pushing a lot of people out of the city. There are people considering moving out of the city and moving out of the state altogether because on the state level, we see a rise in tax and fees. Take a listen.
The fee increases that were just approved are on top of already rising water and sewer rates, energy bills, and a long list of other fees state lawmakers put in place earlier this year. And some residents say it's just becoming unsustainable.
With Baltimore City residents already saddled with some of the highest tax rates in the state, now with city leaders passing a $4.6 billion budget, residents will be shelling out even more. Landfill tipping fees will be doubling, taxi taxes will be going up, and there's a 20% increase in ambulance transport fees. Water and sewer rate increases were approved earlier this year, and then you have your energy bill. And while the city doesn't control that, for many residents, it's skyrocketing. That doesn't even account for the long list of fee increases state lawmakers put in place this year.
How do we start families under these conditions? How do we take care of our pets? How do we live? Not everyone is a millionaire.
The resident we spoke with says she's even considering moving out of the city, saying it's simply becoming too expensive to live here. In Baltimore, Jessica Babb, Fox 45 News.
And if that were to happen, right, say that's just one person that they spoke to there that said she's considering moving out of the city, would you have all of these illegal immigrants that have been showing up? And remember, you had Councilwoman Odette Ramos fight for more money for illegals as they were taking money away from the state's attorney's office and not even trying to write a check for the IG office, Isabel Cumming, even though she's saving the city a ton of money. But just think about this. You're going to end up, city council, in a city where you've got a ton of illegal immigrants that are taking from taxpayers, and your actual taxpayers are going to move out, then what will you do? What will you do at that point? You see, you know, town hall after town hall, whether it's in Federal Hill, Fells Point, whether it's in Woodlawn, you name it, there are lots of people that are sick and tired of all the crime and the violence. They're telling you, here in the state of Maryland, in your area, right in the city or the county, wherever you are raising all these taxes and fees, and we've got one foot out of the door. What are you going to do? And this is to all those in office in Maryland that don't want to change any of this. What are you going to do when you lose the tax base? How will you recover from that? Will you then start, you know, shouting to the rooftops, let's tax the rich? What rich? They're gone. If they're actually rich, they're not staying. If they can move, they will. And again, this is when I looked at the $4.6 billion budget in Baltimore City, it was so tone deaf. Taking money from the police department? Ugh. And at this point, they get what they deserve. But I will say to the two that did not vote for this budget, I think Mark Conway was one. Jesse Schleifer might have been the other. I have to check it out. But to the two council members that didn't vote for this, bravo to you. Congratulations to you. But you've got to let your colleagues know that you are playing a very dangerous game. And while you're trying to revamp the Inner Harbor and you're putting out there million-dollar condos, I'm telling you right now, no one's going to move out there. They're going to be vacant. Then what are you going to do? Well, you know what? Maybe the squatters could stay there. We'll discuss more when we come back.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
and 622-25. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
The Rob Carson Show.
They have a job search site in Iran that's called imdead.com. It says here you'll move up quickly in our organization and eventually get a corner office next to the big boss, Allah, in paradise. You'll be supervising an office filled with 72 virgins and all the goats you can handle. Qualifications: must have a nearly suicidal work ethic. Life insurance guarantees your family will benefit from your untimely demise.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Of course, we're talking about the taxes, the fees, and everything on the rise in Baltimore and in the state of Maryland. And it just really is very tone deaf of those legislators and city council members and even the governor, who seem to not understand people do have options. And if they have the option to move, that's what they're going to do. And, you know, it's funny because I look back in history, and there was a time where you had a lot of people move out of Baltimore City, and they named it white flight, right? That's what they called it. And if you truly look at the history, you truly read about it, the career opportunities, the crime and violence was going up on the rise, taxes, more fees, and you had people that had the option to move, and that's what they did. And a lot of those people were white. So they labeled it white flight. But let me tell you something. You've got middle-class black families that are leaving the Baltimore region right now because of the same exact things. Now, are you gonna look back at history and they're going to call this the middle-class black family flight? No, they're not going to do that. But that was not considered the white flight. There were people that had options, and they left. And if you want to see the same thing happen, if you want history to repeat itself, Baltimore continued down this road, you should be ashamed of yourselves for taking money from the state's attorney's office to hand it over to the IG office, because both offices are phenomenal. You should be ashamed of yourself for taking money from the police department. You should be adding money to all of the first responders. Whether it's firefighters, EMTs, you name it, they all need more on the recruiting front. Your priorities are totally screwed up. And if you think supporting illegal immigrants will help you get reelected, sad to say, but it's not going to happen. Now, I'm glad that you got rid of the leaf blowers. I hope that helps you out. But you've got to change your priorities. You've got to focus here. Baltimore could be a great city. It's a beautiful city if it had true leadership. But no one's going to be moving to the Inner Harbor in a million-dollar condo in this nonsense. Who's going to move? Entrepreneurs aren't coming to Maryland. They don't want to pay the taxes and the fees and jump through the hoops to have a business here. None of this makes sense. And when you look at the fact that none of these people never had a real job, then it kind of makes sense. All right, we got lots to discuss tomorrow. Supreme Court made some decisions in Tennessee today in regards to trans people. We'll talk about that. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Enjoy the day.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Acapulco Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The Judeo